Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Clark Jolly is the conservative Republican we need as state treasurer. Nobody has more experience with state finances than Clark Jolly. Having received multiple 100% ratings from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Clark Jolly has a plan for battling Joe Biden's efforts to invade our financial privacy and Biden's attacks on oil, gas, and agricultural industries. Vote Clark Jolly for state treasurer. Authorized and paid for by Clark Jolly for State Treasurer 2022. ClarkJolly.com.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
We're just a little over a week away from some really important USDA reports. The mid-year grain stocks report, it's out on the 30th of June, and also on that same day, we'll have the USDA acreage report. This will give us a real good look at how many acres really were planted of our spring planted crops here in 2022. Joe Vaklovic, founder and president of Standard Grain, says it's one of the biggest reports of the year.
Often associated with a lot of volatility. This year in particular, I think it's going to be messy, and I think there's going to be some surprises. We know that up north, North Dakota, Minnesota, maybe parts of South Dakota, they didn't get all of their intended corn acres planted. I guess the question in regard to those areas is what happened? Did it get switched into other crops? Was there some prevent plant? Did a lot of it go into soybeans? Did a lot of it go to spring wheat? So I think that that area in particular is a big question mark.
And Joe says there's a lot of question marks around the country when it comes to the corn versus soybean acreage battle.
Because of what happened in the new crop corn versus soybean spreads following that March survey period, the corn market outperformed soybeans by a really wide margin. That did much, much better than beans and incentivized farmers to perhaps switch some intended soybean acres back to corn. So you may see additional corn acres versus intentions in other places, which could maybe more than make up for what we lose in North Dakota corn acres or Minnesota corn acres. There's a lot of irons in the fire here that the March acreage report, which we've been using to this point, it's typically really unreliable. The survey responses are very low. It's a bad report. This June one should provide a little bit more clarity.
Joe Vaklovic, who says he doesn't have any specific predictions for this year's acreage report, but he does encourage people to be ready for anything.
Just be prepared for some volatility. We've seen big rallies on report day. We've seen big sell-offs on report day. Typically, the period from that June report we had last week through that June 30th report, that's typically kind of an ugly time frame for a corn market in particular, and it doesn't have to be this year. I don't have any big predictions about the report or anything like that. I know there's going to be volatility associated with it because there's going to be some new piece of information that we were not privy to prior to it.
Grain analyst Joe Vaklovic talking about the upcoming acreage report for spring planted crops. So that report will be out on the final day of the month of June. Speaking of USDA, we're a day behind normal this week because of the federal holiday on Monday for the crop progress numbers. They will be out later on today from Uncle Sam. Oklahoma Wheat Commission, they did get their latest wheat harvest report out yesterday afternoon. Mike Schulte and his team say that we are now 75% complete with harvesting the 2022 hard red winter wheat crop. Yields holding up pretty good in the north central part of the state, especially 20s to the mid 30s. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.